The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1344. Today is the 27th of September 2021, and I'm your host, Teresa. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, Go Away.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it.
We know that new diseases kill young people and they make young people ill in large numbers. Go away will disappear, and we won't see that for some time. When you get infected, you complicate things and put people, not just yourself, at risk. You want to use this time to get the tests going, to set up the systems so that you can do this on an individual level, but the cases will become more fundamental and stop. The report also indicates that the virus may not disappear once the pandemic has subsided. Experts believe a version of the coronavirus is likely to persist for years. The longer the virus spreads, experts say, the more likely it is that new variants will escape current tests, treatments, and vaccines. The World Health Organization has said that a vaccine is the best chance of loosing the virus, but there is no guarantee that it will disappear. Many simulations by the teams allow SARS-CoV-2 to continue to circulate in the long term. But the work of others suggests that the virus may be on the rise in the long run. Unlike the common cold, coronaviruses can infect humans today, for example, and the virus never disappears. Immunity to these viruses is short-lived, and they are capable of reinfecting humans over a period of time, and tend to exhibit seasonal patterns. SARS-CoV-2 would never spread globally, but it has infected about 8,000 people in less than 30 countries. The pathogen was the H1N1 virus, a gene derived from birds and not a coronavirus. Infected people died or developed immunity to the virus, which stopped the spread. In fact, Morse says, the world's seasonal flu is known to be a descendant of the pandemic virus. What we don't understand is why some young, healthy people develop and die from serious diseases while others don't. The spread of measles has declined because so many people have been vaccinated. But inequality still is a threat because it means poor countries are having to wait for vaccinations at a time when current diseases continue to spread and kill people, says Ian McKay, who studies viruses at the University of Queensland. The risk of new variants was increased when Novavax Inc. found that its vaccine did not work against a mutated version that's circulating in the United Kingdom and South Africa. The vast amusement parks and movie operations of the company remain exposed to coronavirus and their recovery could be slowed or reversed by the Delta variant. If Delta continues to spread, they say, Disney is out of the woods. Disney has struggled to make up ground since the pandemic subsided. At one of the company's largest parks, Disney World and Disneyland, employees and guests are required to wear masks and face coverings. Other tourism companies have issued warnings about Delta, including Southwest Airlines. During China's worst coronavirus outbreak in years, authorities have taken dramatic action to eradicate new infections. This week, trading was suspended at a major container port in Shanghai after a worker tested positive for the virus. The longer people work from home, the more likely they are to report problems with sadness and exhaustion. Some claim that people can work at a reasonable level of productivity at home. If people do their jobs and perform well at home, the pandemic will subside, children will go back to school, and workers will return to a more typical lifestyle. We are better off if the office is part of our holistic work experience alongside work from home. Going to the office offers the opportunity to immerse yourself in work with less distraction than at home. People benefit when they leave home and return to an office to concentrate on their work. We have proven that people who work remotely are a great social experiment because it reduces the barriers to working in the office by sending everyone to work. When so many people are in one place to share their experiences, it's a feeling of hustle. We are, of course, in an article about the book at the time, and off-camera sources talk about what lurks in the shadows. We have little insight into the future, into places that become infected, places that are not infected, and places where it all began. The book's predictable and devastating beginning shows a dramatic scene with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. One day he committed himself, but during their absence there were important business. He had to go to a place where all kinds of birds were sold and buy a parrot, explaining trauma in EMDR therapy as a concept that both
children and adults can understand. Here, Dr. Bruce Aylward shares what he has learned about how governments communicate with World Health Organization response teams working to combat the COVID-19 virus in the world's epicenters.
Episode 1344 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Teresa Barnes. Adios.